No, I guess there are tree frogs, bullfrogs, and so on, but I...
How about toad? Do you ever use the word toad?
Oddly enough, no, and I wouldn't know if toad from a frog, except I somehow assume they're more ugly, but...
Okay. Some people tell me that, well, you get warts from toads.
Yes, I have.
One of my folk
I'm sorry, right, I have heard that.
One of my folk informants have told me that. How about these things that are used for bait, and they live underground?
Worms.
Would you have any different names? How about the great big ones? Do you have a name for these really large?
Raw worms to me. Nightcrawler is a word in my reading vocabulary, but not speaking.
These live around... flying insects live around water and seem in the country. They have large...
Dragonflies.
Say again?
Dragonflies.
Pearls are found in these.
Oysters.
These eat clothing.
Moths.
And one of them is a...
Moth.
These you see flying around at night in the summer, and they light up.
Fireflies.
Now, would you just name a few stinging insects?
Bees, wasps, hornets. You want to go in scorpions and so on?
Well, how about...
I also saw the living desert recently.
How about these things that carry malaria?
Oh, mosquitoes. Presumably only the Anopheles mosquito.
Okay, I wanted to... That was the easiest way to get it, I thought.
Yeah.
How about the small fish used for bait?
Minnow?
And these are made by spiders, indoors and out, in the corners.
Webs.
Do you make any distinction between those indoors and those outdoors? Call them all just webs?
Oh, if I thought about it, I might call the indoors cobwebs, yes.
And the outdoor, you just call webs?
Yes.
How about the part of a tree that's underground?
Roots.
These creatures are noted for their slow progress and hard shells.
Turtles.
Do you make any distinction between those that live on water and those that live on land?
I have a vague feeling tortoise should be one, but I wouldn't know which, maybe land.
Now, would you just pronounce these two trees for me? I can't possibly get them described.
Sycamore, sumac. Sycamore, sumac.
What did George Washington chop down?
Cherry tree.
And this vine that grows in the woods, and you get a rash from it?
Poison ivy.
It's a fruit that you eaten in the summer a lot with shortcake.
Strawberries.
And there's another red berry that's eaten on cereal sometimes.
Raspberry.
If you were out picking berries with someone in the woods, you might say, be careful now, as a kid, you might say, be careful, don't eat those, because some berries are...
poisonous?
The kind of a tree from which... sugary sap is taken.
Maple.
And a number of these trees together would be called a
grove.
Your mother called your father her what?
Husband.
And he called her his
wife.